The Florida Council on Economic Education. In the summer of 2005, I was approached about becoming the new exec DIR of the Florida Council on Economic Education, based in Tampa. This was a statewide organization working with HS students on gaining a better understanding of American economics free enterprise. The longtime previous exec was forced to resign when it was discovered he was being paid by two different entities, which was unknown by the FL Council. He was double dipping on their nickel. In my 20 years of chamber management and working with the schools, I was well aware of the economic ignorance that existed. I was eager to make a statewide difference. I had a meeting with Al Austin of Tampa, big in Republican politics, and Gus Stavris, who lived in St. Pete and had been very supportive of my chamber leadership, and they introduced me to the chairman of FCEE, Zachariah Zachariah, a heart surgeon from FT Lauderdale. The meeting went well and I was offered the job. Little did I know then, that Zachariah was an egomaniac and the most difficult person I ever had to work with. However, he was the one who discovered the double dipping by the previous exec, and the rest of the board viewed him very favorably for uncovering the mess. The rest of the board were businessmen and women of considerable talent and resources. A lot of heavy hitters. I had a staff of 5 plus myself and an organization which had just undergone a lot of negative publicity. We were in a mess. The staff all claimed they had no knowledge of the exec's double dipping and remained in place. I questioned, within myself, how much they knew and wouldn't admit to, but I was stuck with them and had to regroup and regain credibility and get our job done. When my marketing staff member resigned, I did not replace her but instead contacted Rick Dodge, from St. Pete, who I had worked with over my 11 years at the chamber. Rick had been the number one guy to the mayor in St. Pete and later became the econ dev DIR for Pinellas County. He had the most creative economic development mind I had ever met. He now had his own marketing company, and I knew that together, we could really map out a very path for the future of FCEE. On the campus of USF in Tampa was housed the Gus Stavris Center for Economic Dev, and their DIR was a big help to me in getting oriented as to the past and our organization's strengths and weaknesses. I visited several of our state colleges and universities who we had worked with us in the past in helping economic education in their area. We also found out that the claim of the previous DIR, that FCEE was reaching 1 million kids a year, was actually reaching 67,000. As Rick Dodge and his E3 group were doing their home working on developing our plan for the future, I could tell from my phone calls with Dr. Zachariah that he was an absolute control freak. I was simply praying for his term as chairman to end so he would be replaced by someone with common sense and reasonable to work with. We were paying the Dodge Group $50,000 for their study and proposal for our future. It was extremely well done, and I was anxious to unveil it at the full board retreat in February of 2006. Prior to the retreat, I had recruited 3 major school superintendents in Florida's largest school districts to serve on our board. Got great feedback from other board members on this, as we needed the cooperation of the schools to get our information into classroom use. When we got to the board retreat, I could tell that Dr. Zachariah was in a foul mood. As Rick Dodge was about halfway through his presentation, Zachariah cut him off, dismissed us all, and called for an emergency board meeting. It reminded me of how Hitler would have acted once he learned that his German forces could not take Stalingrad in World War II. I later found out that what set him off was the knowledge that his hand-picked successor was not likely to be chosen. He literally went off the deep end. I wrote a detailed 6-page memo to Robert Rogers of Quantum Search detailing the nightmare of working with Dr. Zachariah. I could document everything that I was stating, especially the instances in which Zachariah ignored our own bylaws. I will never know the exact complaints that Zachariah had against me or our direction, but do know that he was upset that I did not ask him to be the MC at the Tampa Bay Business Hof inductions, as I had asked Judy Jenshaft, president of USF. Most all of the inductees were men, and we needed to give some gender balance to the evening, and since we were an education-oriented foundation, what better choice than the president of USF? She was very articulate while Zachariah was a disaster on the podium. He said I asked her, instead of him, because she had given me the President's Award for Distinguished Service. He had an ego I could not satisfy. We parted company shortly after the board retreat disaster. We were on the way of really making a real difference in FL for economic education, and he destroyed all the good that we had done in a short time. Months later, I heard from the exec who replaced me sharing the horror stories about his short tenure and the absolute mess within the staff that I had to work with. I could totally relate to his situation. Short assessment, biggest disaster I could ever find myself in, all due to one egomaniac. Recruited to handle Florida Sports Hof inductions for 2006. Shortly after my resignation from FCEE, I was approached by the Florida Sports Hof to become their exec DIR and to conduct their 2006 Hof inductions. The Hof was in immense transition and had moved their Hof Museum and offices from Lake City, FL to St. Pete. All of the Hof sports memorabilia was in storage in St. Pete. There was no source of income, but several members pooled their monies to pay me to handle the 2006 inductions. We had a great induction ceremony held in Tropicana Stadium with Emmitt Smith of Dallas Cowboy fame leading our slate of inductees. Emmitt had played his college ball at the University of Florida. He was a class guy.